All right, on today's podcast, which is titled A Most Colorful and Riddling Conversation on the Poker Theory and Experiences, I'm your host, Little D. And today I have my guests, Abel, Shima, and Nathan. Is that your name?
Yes, that is correct. Thanks for having me.
All right, Nathan, how's your day been?
My day has been spectacular. I woke up, I had a couple zucchini muffins, I had a great shower.
Wow.
It was a great start of the day. I'm happy to be here.
What constitutes a great shower versus a normal?
So a great shower is like when you stay in there a little bit longer and you just like turn up the heat so it gets super, super warm.
Wait, is there a bad shower?
What?
Is there
a bad when you get attacked by an alien or something.
When their large Mormon family uses up all the hot water before he gets in there, that's a bad.
No, joke's on you. The Mormons, we don't have...
We don't use hot water?
We never run out of hot water, so jokes on you.
Oh, gotcha. It's that magical spring.
Like just nice water heaters. But sure, why not magical spring? Let's go with that.
How's yours started? How's your day started out?
Gosh, man. It's right in a rush. Yesterday was actually the first day I was late to school.
What?
I know. Yes, yes. This is... again, the Ridgeway snow that continues to dog me throughout the... No. Seriously, I could not open the doors of my car. I tried every door. I could not. I literally had to get in there and chip away. Finally, I was able to figure out how to get in. It took the realization that if I just kicked the door to kind of crack it open, it kind of broke everything off and got it. But, dude, my car was caked on with a funky kind of snow I never seen before. It was like scraping frosting off of my from windshield. It was weird.
Did you just eat it with some cake?
I don't know, man. I was like,
let's just take a little bit of this, a little nice butter knife, slide it on there.
Yeah, it was bizarre. But today's all right. Stressed out, getting ready for the show. But other than that, yeah.
It's great for you, Shima.
Make sure you're at the show, by the way, this Friday, or I'll be really disappointed.
The show?
Yeah, this weekend.
I won't be there. I will.
Friday's we know. You got a pass already.
Thank you.
I already gave you a hard time.
I will probably be in Grand Junction.
The whole weekend?
Oh.
Well, on Saturday.
Oh, well, then go on Sunday.
Well, Sunday's my relaxation day.
Great. Great way to relax. Go see a show. 2:30. Seriously,
money,
dude. Yeah, it will affect your grade in this class.
Wait, what about Friday? What time? 7?
Friday, 7:30. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's good. You guys made definitely, I will shout out to it. It was spectacular.
Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate that. Like that plug. All right, Ann.
Abel, how was your day last night?
Last night?
Yeah.
It was great. Tashi's mom came over for dinner, and we ate dinner, and it was super good. We had enchiladas. It was so good. So good.
Was it chicken enchiladas? Pork?
Yeah, it was chicken enchiladas, and took my mom like 3 hours to make it.
Dude, those are the good enchiladas. You know it's good when your mom slaves over it.
Yeah.
How do I get on that guest list for the next
Can
time?
Can I get the VIP list on that side too?
What do I got to do to get on that list? That sounds great.
It was like a two-week...
Two-week waiting period?
Yeah.
Dang, dude, we got a nice restaurant.
You know, it's worth it, man. You know, anything's better than what we got offering in this town.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. Nathan found some... shirt lint on his fry yesterday.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, so this shout out to the Ridgeway Secondary School program, not the school program, the lunch program. I was eating the sandwich. I was like, this is good. I'll have some fries. I have a couple fries. They're super tasty. And I looked down at my fries and I'm like, that's not what a fry looks like. And I moved my fries around a little bit. And I see like laundry lint. Like, no, like probably like the size of a quarter.
What?
Like just pieces of laundry lint. So I spat out all my food in my mouth right then on the tray. Everyone was just like, that's gross. Keep your food in your mouth. I'm like, no, man. Like, if you had laundry lint or something unidentifiable object, you would spit out your food in an instant too. And so I am now going to go out to lunch.
Well, did you take it over to the lunch ladies and say, what is this outrage?
What is this?
Oh. Because I want to know if that's an isolated incident or is there...
No. There has been multiple hairs found throughout all people's lunches.
I would just
like to point that out.
Wow.
So wrong.
Yes, yeah,
going to eat breakfast down there this morning, but now I might...
I got two zucchini muffins. I've already had three this morning.
Wow.
Pretty
excited
good.
Excited for
Pretty
you.
Pretty good. All right.
So we're going to move on to the topic at hand, which is Pokemon, since, again, I have no life. So, first shiny Pokemon, first generation, and first everything, basically. You know, All right, so, Abel, I understand that you do not play Pokemon extensively.
Never.
Never?
Never.
How did you steer clear of that?
Pokemon?
Yeah.
It just wasn't interesting.
But what about, like, Super Smash Bros.? Like, have you ever...
Yeah.
But there's always Pokemon on that. You got Jigglypuff and you got Pikachu.
I don't know, dude. I didn't really, like, play video games. I was so busy with motocross and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
But...
Looking down on the video game players? Is that what you're saying?
No.
It's like that? You didn't have an attitude about it. You weren't just like, video games. I don't have time for that. You weren't like that.
Yeah.
You okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were, you'd probably be kicked off the show right now.
No, I'm thinking about getting a Space Invader tie for the prom.
Oh, sweet.
Invaders
sweet.
In.
That's going to be a great prom, huh, Nathan? Oh.
Yeah, shout out to Nathan Hagemeyer. He's going to Paris tomorrow morning.
Shut up.
Flight leaves at 7 o'clock for all those who would like to join him.
Montrose?
Yeah, from Montrose. Tickets are ranging from about $2,000 to about $1,200.
Where'd you go?
Are you going to the prom with David Everett, host?
I'm going to stag it.
Dulles, D.C.
You're going to stag it?
I don't know why that term is stagging, because I just think of the deer, but...
Stagnant?
No, but actually, you're still going?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Sweet.
Maybe. I don't really have a suit.
You got to go, so you can come to after prom.
You can't go to after prom, so don't go to prom? Well,
no,
you can.
Go to both if you want.
You should go to both.
Oh, well, prom's going to suck this year, so...
Shima is DJing it, and it's gonna be dope.
Sitting right here, dude. Man.
Except for, there's a difference though. I feel like, I'm sorry to say, like, the dance is sweet, but I feel like prom is just an excuse for people to dress up and feel like they're a princess or a prince.
Of course, that's what it is. It's been like that way for eons.
See, but until like you go to the Mormon church and you dress up every single Sunday, you get so tired of.
You
like,
don't dress up in a tux.
I dress up in a suit.
Yeah, I'm talking about a tux, yo.
You know how much...
Be all James Bondy and like rent... you don't rent limos to go to church.
You're right. You just drive Porsches.
Yeah. And you don't have dates when you go... What?
What? No. I joke. Prom... I will shout out. Prom is a pretty fun experience for real, though. Uh-huh. So I'd say everyone go to it. I had pretty fun. I had some fun last year. So sweet.
I actually heard that the middle school dance that you DJed at was a huge success. So.
Oh, who'd you hear that from?
It was yesterday at lunch, actually. I think it was from McCall.
Yeah? Oh, that's encouraging.
From who?
McCall, maybe.
Who's that?
Maybe it was...
Oh, McCall Scala.
Maybe it was Keeley.
Who is that?
Oh, yeah, because I was totally plugging your freaking DJ all night. Guess who was posting stuff to the social networking thing? Like, oh, shout out to Shima on the middle school dance.
Oh, were you? Meanwhile, you were there? Yeah. That's what you were doing on the couch?
Yep.
Thanks, man. No, I had a lot of fun. It was cool, man. I think everyone was really happy. I don't know.
All right. Abel, to help you include us into the Pokemon talk that we will eventually get into, what are the three places that you'd like to live in the Pokemon world? Nathan, I'll start with you.
Three Pokemon places.
It could be anywhere. Cinnabar Island, before or after the volcano explosion, so you could do Pompeii thing, or you can go to Blackthorn City, meet up with Claire in her tight skin leather suit.
I'm thinking, okay, I got to think about this. Three cities. I think Goldenrod City would be pretty cool.
Why?
Because there's like the radio station. I know there's like kind of like the happening city. There's like all the big marketplaces there. So that's kind of like your happening city. Like that would be like where I work, like all that kind of stuff. And then I'm thinking like vacation, I might go to Cinnabar, or else I'm thinking like over by where Blair is, the fire gym leader in old school. I'm thinking over there. That might be pretty sick. Over all those fire Pokemon, have it be a little warm. Could always try and catch some sun, catch some waves.
Catch them all.
Yeah, catch them all too. Third city. Oh, that's tough. I'm trying to think.
Anything in Sinnoh, Hoenn, Kanto?
No, I don't really.
Johto.
Johto might be a cool region, but no. I'm going to go with those two just because I can't really decide if I wanted to go somewhere else. Bellsprout Tower might be somewhere place to cool. Pretty cool to go to.
Oh, because you're a Mormon and all?
No, I was just thinking...
Why does it always keep coming back to that?
Well, it's a spiritual place.
Oh, got it. A bunch of monks are.
I was just thinking because like right next to it, it's like smack dab in the middle, so you can go to everywhere.
And plus there are the ruins made by Ho-Oh.
So. Yeah, that too. The freaking... Yeah, legit.
It's kind of cool.
Oh, it's cool.
Shima?
Yeah. What is the name of the city that has all of the big department stores in it?
Surly Union?
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely one of them because Shima likes to shop.
The Shima shop.
Let's see.
Shima used chop. It was super effective on the wallet.
There it is. I definitely would hang out on the St. Anne because I've always wanted to go on a cruise. Mm. And that would be
shout
cool.
Out to seasickness.
There it is. There it is.
And seaborne illnesses.
And seeing I'm qualifying this answer because I've only played yellow, really. So I haven't... you know, I got classic stuff going on, and even then, I haven't completed it yet. So, like, the last, the most recent city that I've been in is Fuchsia City.
Oh, that was pronounced Fuchsia.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Like Safari Zone. Didn't think about that.
So, I'm kind of digging that. That's all right. I have a feeling like if there was going to be a musical theater program, there would be one there in Fuchsia City.
I thought that was Lavender Town.
Maybe.
Lavender Town.
No, I'm just singing the
where
creepy
all
tune.
The, where all the emotional people live in. Because once you go into Lavender Town, it's always super sketchy. It's like super depressing music. You're like, oh,
no
let's
way.
Go get the pokey flute.
Anyways, those would be my top three, I think, that I would go with.
Okay, I just looked up a random list of like the regions in Pokemon.
Whoa.
So
that's a long list.
Just looking at them, I think I would want to go to Black City.
Blackthorn City or Black City?
Yo,
it just
man,
says
happening
black.
Down there. You better
it just
make
says
sure
Black
you got
City.
Well, Black City's in Black too, or White too. It was one of those regional areas, so
don't be hanging out there at night.
It's actually a shopping district.
What?
Oh, okay. And then I want to go to Island.
It's where all the KFC and Watermelon is.
Fort Tree City. Those sound cool.
Fort Tree City.
Fort Tree's pretty cool, dude. It's like all like freaking what is it called?
Fort Trees, tree houses.
Tree houses, yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Do they have White City too?
I love Tree.
They do.
I don't know. I didn't.
White City chick. White,
also known
white
as Salt
City
Lake.
Chick. Starbucks. Starbucks. Uggs all up in the city chick.
Not my name,
so. All right, two.
I would have said like Minnesota, right. But
wait, what's in Minnesota?
White people. Found Wisconsin.
Sure.
All right. Personally, the places I'd want to be in. Have any guys played Diamond and Pearl or Platinum?
No.
No, but that's a great song by Prince.
Platinum?
Diamonds and Pearl.
I actually have that song, but I've never listened to it.
Oh, so great. All
right. I want to go to Pallet Town to hang out with Red and Blue and see Blue's sister.
Pallet Town? Isn't that the first one you start
Pallet?
At?
Pallet?
Pallet is.
It sounds like taste
buds. That's
like
the Ridgeway of towns.
Yeah, but super awesome, and there's like a Charizard there.
Is Ridgeway super awesome in your opinion?
No, it's kind of boring, but that's just me.
Okay.
There's this one snowy place in Sinnoh as well. I can't remember what it was. Mount Cornet is what it was.
Mm.
It's where Giratina and Arceus are, so that'd be pretty cool. See the god of Pokemon stuff. Catch him. Make him give me bagels and stuff. I don't know. Just have an instant bagel surfer. And other than that, the only other place I can really think of I'd want to go would also be a Cerulean City, because Misty is there, and I'd always do, like, water types.
that water type, though.
I like her. She's my type.
I've got that grass, if you know what I mean.
Next topic.
I mean, like, grass is weakness. Yeah, water.
What do you mean?
All right.
Not like the Colorado grass.
Exactly.
If you could choose two Pokemon to be your, like, forever life partners, what would it be?
Pikachu. Wait,
define life partner.
Like, you grew up with this thing when you were a baby, and you're, like, 80 years old.
It's like best friends.
Yeah.
Not Pikachu, like a life partner.
And
like best friend. Life partner.
I don't even know. Another one. Friend. That's the only one I know.
Charizard, Venusaur, right. Blastoise, Squirtle, Deoxys, Giratina.
Deoxys? That sounds interesting. Okay, so Pikachu and Deoxys.
Deoxys? What's Deoxys?
I have no idea.
It sounds like deoxidized.
It sounds like two oxygens.
All right, it's a space Pokemon. Came from space. So it's like ooh, five alternate
can
forms.
Can it fly?
It can.
Okay, then yes.
All right. Abel. Yeah, Abel. Nathan.
I am Abel now. My two Pokemon that I would have as best friends growing up, my first one, I would want Suicune. Because, like, you know, it's like a dog, practically. You know, it's basically, like...
It is a dog?
Practically, yeah, dude. It's, like, set up like one. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be pretty cool. Water type, it's pretty cool. My other Pokemon, I think it'd be pretty cool to have Zapdos. Have, like, a little bird as a friend to fly me around.
It's not exactly little, and it's kind of
well, like, when it's,
discharged
like,
electricity.
If it was little, like when I'm saying, like, if we grew up when we were little, like we'd be like bros, but, like, hey, don't shock me, it's okay. And so we would fly together. We'd go shocking places.
Oh.
Bad pun.
Lame.
Doesn't he also run an online shoe store, too, as well?
That's funny. That's sure. Zappos.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Zappados. Hey, Shima, what are your two Pokemon you want as friends?
Oh, great question. Thanks. Thanks for remembering
our
me.
Host is going to forget you,
wow,
I got your back.
Glossed over.
Pretty forgettable.
Definitely Mr. Mime. Because I think he and I would just be able to sit on the couch and just do impressions all day long and just crack each other up. Plus, I think he'd be a good sidekick on stage.
What about Mime Jr.?
He seems like a good dancer. I don't know about Mime Jr.
It's
I don't really
so
know
cute,
about
though.
Mr. Mime.
Wait, is it an actual mime?
It's like basically like a mime Pokemon. If there was one, you think, well, man, that's exactly what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. And then probably the other one would be like just because he's like chill, and I think he'd probably have some pretty snarky answers. Would be like either Kadabra or Alakazam. Plus, they'd be able to amaze me with magic.
Kadabra.
So, what about like Machamp or Donphan or Shedinja?
Machamp. I don't know the guy.
Forearms.
I think he'd stress me out because he'd always want to be working out, and I got enough of those people around me here in this school.
Yeah, but
Shima, you working out? Shima, you working out? Yes, yes. Just let me close the show. I'll be down there.
Yes, let me just play my Pokemon real fast.
So those would be the two, I think. I think we could put together an act. I think it'd be fun.
Okay, so my two Pokemon, it'd either be Greninja, which is a really new Pokemon. It's like a ninja frog. It has like...
Is it green?
No, it's blue.
Oh.
And its tongue is its scarf, so it's really cool.
Whoa. So does it literally come out of the mouth and then wrap around the neck?
I think so.
Ah, it's got to be slimy.
I don't know.
It's the best natural Westeros.
Okay, so it'd either be that or Politoed, because it's adorable.
Politoed's a pretty
And it can summon its Poliwags, which are even more cuter than it, and it would just be so cool to have a Politoed with a bunch of Poliwags just sitting there being all cute and adorable.
You think that would get you chicks? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
The mere fact that we play Pokemon just as like shows that we do not get girls.
Oh, well.
Your Pokemon skills are on the low. So.
Subpar. You're like a Rattata.
Oh.
You're Joey's Rattata.
Oh, dang.
Wait, is that?
No. That's just a lie.
Wait. No.
Rattata, it's a rat.
It's basically like the really, really crappy Pokemon.
It's a small purple rat.
And we're comparing that to Tashi's.
With a really annoying voice as well on top of that.
Yeah, and they always appear. It's like the super popular ones that you always see. And you're just like stupid.
It's like the Zubat. Popping up. The Zubat of the grasses.
Yes.
Do you know what Zubat is?
No.
It's a really annoying bat that's been around plaguing people for the past century or so.
It only has...
In
two
Pokemon,
teeth, I think.
Yeah. The two teeth sucks because they always use supersonic and you're just like, run. I don't want to beat you. I just want to go and leave.
Thank you.
All right. So it'd either be Greninja, Politoed, and Tolchkiss because it's the happiness Pokemon. And it's so
and you
cute.
Need some more of that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably could, especially like the left shoe Pokemon that keeps track of your left shoe.
That's real funny, Nathan. You see how much I'm laughing?
I don't know. I got everyone else laughing a little bit.
Okay, let's see. So if you could have a role in the Pokemon series or universe as a professor, an old man, a breeder, which is a person that breeds Pokemon eggs and stuff.
Cinnamon, dinner.
A champion.
Get it.
Thank you. A researcher. What would you guys be?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I don't know.
Abel? No, you don't have anything? You don't want to be
You
like,
haven't even watched the cartoon show yet?
No.
Not even one episode?
Never.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
You know, there are also these guys that go around the areas or the regions and just, you know, like, what's it called? Movie. What's the action of movieing?
Do we just need to give Abel homework and say, look, dude, go to Netflix tonight and your job
no,
is to watch
I'm not
gonna
do that.
One episode tonight. Just one. Just watch the first right. one. Then you kind of at least be somewhat in the jokes.
All right, so there's a...
he doesn't really care about
there's a stupid
he
jokes.
Care.
There's a duo so in Hoenn. They go around and they film Pokemon battles. Would you want to do that?
Really?
Yeah. There's like Anna sure. Gabby or something.
They suck. I always beat them too.
Yeah, but they give money. You such good EXP. All right, so Abel would be the... Abby, what was it? Gabby and Ty. You'd be the Gabby probably.
Ooh, all right. That's a girl's name.
Shima.
Any role or could it be just any character? Is that
any character, I guess.
Any character? Let's see.
I see you as being the old man that gives you the shoes in Johto.
Why gotta be the old man?
Because you got gray hair already.
Oh, I gotta be old,
goodness,
man.
Dude. You see, Eli's got a gray hair patch.
This is just distinguished threads here hanging out. That's what all that is. I got a little Reed Richards Fantastic Four thing going on.
You keep telling yourself that.
You know, Wolverine has gray hair in the new upcoming movie called
He's like
Days
50.
Of Future Past. Yes, you know what? All right, so I don't know. Who's the trainer that he's the one? Gosh, man. I just watched him on the show, too.
Joey the Youngster.
Oh, I can't. Come back to me. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Ask Nathan.
If I could be a character in the Pokemon games, I would be. I would be the first. No, I take that back. I would be.
You'd be Gary.
Gary, ew.
Gary, get away from me. It's not ew. No, I would be the. I'm thinking either like the last person in the Elite Four. Or else, like, your arch nemesis that you always have to fight.
Like, the annoying arch nemesis or the arch nemesis that's kind of cool? Or then
I'm thinking, like, you know there's always, like, the opposite character that you... It's, like, always, like, your friend you always battle. It's like, hey, why don't you come get this guy a Pokemon? And, like, Ruby and Sapphire, it's Wallace. I would be the Wallace of Pokemon.
So you'd be the weak boy that has to go to the Vandaltown because he can't breathe normal air?
Yes.
All right.
But then he kicks butt right at the end of the game. He kicks butt. So.
But you still beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, that's if you actually play the game. So yeah. But yeah, he's pretty cool. All
right, so you'd be... Wasn't his name Wally? Or was it Wallace?
Whatever. Okay. Wally, Wallace.
All right, I remember I can't remember the guy's name, but you might know. He's the dude that left the Charmander on the rock. And then Ash finds him. Later on, he's got like a, he's like, yeah, I had this Charmander, and he was a little punk, so I left him on the rock, and he's probably sitting there waiting for me right now.
No idea who that is.
And then Brock comes up and says, he's still sitting on that rock, you go get him now. And he's like, why should I? He's just a little Charmander. He was the weakest Pokemon I had. I like that guy. He's kind of a punk, and I never get to play the bad guy, so. I just liked his accent. He was cracking me up.
Yeah, that was a good accent.
The British Pokemon player, question mark?
Well, dude, they have all it's the like different types.
Scottish, like raised in Britain.
Yeah. So, I want to be that guy. I think he's funny.
Our proud sponsor is CBK and Hollister. We say thanks to providing us with tastefully thin pizza crust and overpriced but high-quality articles of clothing, respectively, of course. Mm. We're back, and today we'll be talking about after prom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, could someone tell me when the prom is?
Prom, wait. You guys all have dates, but you don't know when prom is. How sad.
It's April 26, 2014.
You have to introduce me because I'm new.
Right, right. So,
and we're back.
Joining us today is Tashi Hackett, age 17,
12, 9,
13. He plays Pokemon and sucks.
Oh, that's the level of your Charmander.
He's managed to outgrow his horrible haircut. So,
he's getting a haircut.
It was a pretty bad haircut last week.
Whatever, mullet power.
It was pretty bad.
For real.
You don't even know.
No, I don't do mullets.
This isn't even my final form.
What time is prom?
Huh? Starts at 9.
Grand March is at 7. Poster's right there, man.
I can't read it.
I know, dude, for real. It's just like all pictures and you're not
It's
even...
like all space. You can't read it.
Yes, it's just all like space
stuff. Alien invaders.
Saturday, April 26th.
Saturday, April 26th. Grand March is at 7 o'clock. It dances from 8 to 11:30.
What? It's usually to 12.
Oh, it's usually to like 2. All right, I didn't hear any of that, so I have to look it up after we're done.
12 to 2. Is after prom.
Well, so 11:30 works great. Yeah. It takes about a half hour to kind of roll out of there. And...
Oh, my God. I hate prom.
So how are we going to do Grand March?
I don't know. I don't have to.
Because I think we should, like, put a red carpet on the sidewalk there and just roll out the top bag.
Or Autobots.
We could
roll out.
All get up on top of Ridgeway Hill and have the girls try and run down in high heels. And the first person to make it down, it wins
gets
the title of prom
king and queen.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd actually be pretty cool. Just have, like, all, like, oh, you guys should totally do that.
We should do a mountaineering prom.
No, dude, just have, like, everyone, just have all the seniors just go up to the top of Ridgeway Hill, bring fireworks, like,
yeah.
Prom 2014.
Oh, wait, whose fireworks are you going to bring up there, Nathan?
I'm not even going to be there, dude. I'll be
guys,
in Paris.
If you guys, well, you won't be there, but if you and you want to come to Inspiration Point, we always hit golf balls prom morning.
Yeah, that's our tradition. Remember last time how much I suck at all the golf?
Get it? I made a punny.
Mm. Yeah, I got it.
So,
all right,
David,
so
you're stagging it, huh?
Yeah.
So, all right, wait, here's my question for you. If you had to go with one girl in the school, who's it going
to
be?
No, if you're able to, that's what Tasha's meaning, to not have to.
No,
if
no,
you're able.
Because he's choosing to go by himself. I'm saying
I know, I'm saying, like, if you could. Like, I'm not saying, like, if there's a girl that happened to be taken or if you have a little crush.
He's widening
on
the parameters.
Yes. All right, so if you could go with one girl in our school.
If you could go with any girl in our whole school.
Middle school included.
Oh, gosh.
No! No, God. I mean, come on. This is this is David we're talking
sarcasm,
about.
Sarcasm.
Not Jack, all right?
Ooh.
Let's see.
Who would the lucky gal be to wear the left shoe
no
of David?
No cradle robin.
Could I do my right hand?
Oh, my God.
My right hand is what David
no
said.
Well, we just know each other so well.
Oh, my God.
That
so
is bad.
Intimately.
Rosie Palm and her five friends?
No, no,
you can't
no.
Go
no.
With...
Well, we're
oh
done
my gosh,
with that.
That fart stinks so bad.
But
this
for real, David, if you could bring a girl, who would it be?
It'd probably have to be Holly Harrington.
Sweet.
She's a really nice girl, so.
That's good to hear. I will, yeah, that's good.
Well,
she is
we'll
a nice
put that
girl.
In for consideration.
Thank you.
I will tell Grant that. No, I joke. No.
Beat me up.
I heard they broke up. Gossip.
I will go find out right now.
Nathan is our informant. He's
taking
Nathan,
a break. I will go find out
Nathan
the news and let David know.
Say you heard from me.
All right, Nathan's leaving. So we will talk about the events that might be going on after prom. Do you guys know what activities?
Apparently there's a mechanical bowl.
Yes, and that's going to be so awesome.
So I really hope they bring back the freaking wrestle pit of doom. Cause,
yes.
Oh, my God. 1 year, I got Gutting in a headlock chokehold, and I was about to make him tap out. And then I got destroyed by, like, Jackson and Harley.
Yeah, when they jump over the barrier, just absolutely obliterate you.
All right, Nathan, news?
Nathan Hagemeyer back on set. News is they are still together.
Oh.
Shima heard wrong.
Must be on the rocks, son.
So I'm sorry to say, or else that might be new news sometime, but.
What if Shima's, like, just so far ahead of us?
You can just see into the future. I can read into the future.
Well, he is Doctor Who, so.
All right, Abel, you're going to prom with Aspen, correct?
Yes.
How's your Aspen?
Is it pine?
What?
I said, how's your pine?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Tashi?
What?
You going with Rattata?
Ooh, or Diglett.
Nah, dog. It's all about the Wurmple. That's who I'm going with.
Adorable.
Wait, are you going with Lita?
Yeah.
Did you ask her yet?
No, I'm asking her today.
Are you sure?
He's like, I think I'm
asking. You've said that the last couple
of
days.
I know. I forgot to buy flowers. I'm really dumb.
Oh, so you're like, hey, here's my heart. Take it.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so I asked Sifkin, so yesterday, or a few classes ago, we're doing heart dissections, and I was like, hey, can I keep this and use it as a prom joke? And he said no.
He planned
like,
it out, everything.
Yeah, it'd be kind of gross if I just gave her a sheep heart, like, hey, you have my heart.
Prom question mark.
That would be gross.
That'd be funny, though. Like, just like fresh out of
you just take it out of a
still
bag.
Hey, it's dripping and like nasty and stinky.
I would throw up.
Hold this. Hold it. No, I don't want to.
Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Dang. What are we going to talk about after prom?
Things we do after prom?
Sleep. Eat breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, Danny's. Danny's.
No.
Danny's.
I'm going to go home and make monkey bread and then eat it the next morning.
Sick.
Monkey bread?
Monkey bread.
This monkey bread.
Monkey bread.
All right, so it basically imagine like donut balls, but it's made out of like flour and grain. It's not as bad for you, and they're coated in cinnamon sugar.
They're super tasty.
Are they like churro balls?
Yeah, and like you can like mush them together and make this huge ball thing. So you just like
bread.
Pick it off.
Because monkeys always pick like the fleas off of the head. It's kind of like picking.
Oh. Manka bread.
Oh, the Pokemon reference
monkey.
In there. I see.
Start calling it manka bread. Mm. I like Mankey.
No he one, sucks. No
one it's a pig monkey. Do you know how cute that is?
No. A pig monkey?
Pigs,
oh my god. Okay,
that
pigs,
sounds terrible.
Pigs roll in the dirt. Monkeys throw their feces at you.
Therefore, pig monkey rolls in his poop.
It's also extremely violent. So.
Okay, wait. First off, wait. So let me get this straight. You ridicule my Pokemon skills, yet
stills. My Pokemon
shut
skills.
Up.
Let's also talk about your grammatical skills.
Shut up real quick.
Grammatical.
Okay, you ridicule my Pokemon skills, yet you value Pokemon because they're cute.
I don't value them.
So dumb.
Mankey actually is a really bad Pokemon.
Yay.
However, you still gotta appreciate its cuteness.
No, I don't.
I don't. I do.
Think no. That would be cute.
It's not cute. It looks like a monkey that got punched in the face.
It kind of does.
Actually,
shot.
Maybe Mankey. Is that the pre-evolution?
You know,
yeah, it's the Primeape is Zapper.
Yeah.
Primeape is ugly, but Mankey is cute.
They're both ugly.
You're ugly.
Abel has to look it up on his phone to see what Mankey looks like.
He can't remember his password either.
Writing.
It's like, 0000.
No, it's like 7, 8, 9.
It's Mankey.
Mankey?
M-A-N-K-E-Y. Manka! Does your Wi-Fi at the school work? Cause
no.
Doesn't.
3G.
Frickin' Barracuda filter.
Why? You can just log on.
I can on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, well, let me.
I found a Nicolas Cage one.
Tasty. That is so perfect.
He's not cute. He looks terrible.
All right, so he's a small white puffball
with looks like a spider.
Flailing arms. Okay. I mean.
So let's look up Primeape now. Why do you have 9%? Don't you ever charge your phone?
No, I forgot. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. Now you won't sneeze.
No. Stop. I wanted
bless
to sneeze.
You.
I wanted to
bless
sneeze.
You.
Wow, now it's
I
gone.
I give see, you no, blessing. Primeape just looks like an angry, stupid
ooh, that was
monkey.
A fast text.
Does it have two watches on?
Those are boxing gloves.
Two watches. News. I ordered a watch. Mm. Waiting for it to come in. I don't know if it will come.
Rolex?
Was it $9 billion?
It was actually only like $125.
That's a lot of money.
Did you buy a Swatch? Because I have a Swatch.
Is it wooden?
Wooden, no, but it is leather, and it is made by Sterling Heisenberg.
My Swatch broke.
That sounds so illegal.
What?
I know, it does. Like a crack watch.
No, it's like this German. I'll show you guys. It's pretty. When I get it, I'll wear it and be like, oh, dude, time is money, so I went and bought not a Rolex.
But the Heisenberg.
So when we were on the Europe trip for band, some kid when we were in Switzerland bought a $400 Swatch. Like, why? Why would you spend that on?
Because Swatch.
I have Swatch. A Swatch. I won one from the
I know, that's
game,
legit.
And it's so sick. I love it.
Toshi, but when you say Swatch, you realize
really?
It's just a Swiss watch.
Yeah, but the company is called Swatch.
Are they still playing like they were in the
80s? No. They're well, mine is. But
I know I was gonna do too.
They're actually they're plastic one. They're really cool watches.
Swatch Free Rattle.
We thought so too back in the 80s.
They're sick. I like them.
I want to look up.
Nathan, Swatch is the name of the company.
Time is money, so I went and bought a $5 watch. All
right, Nathan, see that hat you're wearing?
Yeah, I know. I looked up Swatch, and it was like Swatch Free Ride Tour, because Swatch sponsors the
Yeah.
Free Ride Tour. Yeah, they do. They have a North Face, and GoPro, and Subaru, and everybody. They have so many sponsors. So many.
What about, like, the real Swatch Free Ride Tour?
Like
heard
the five
anything?
The five-star?
Yeah.
I have to compete another year before I'm even close to that.
No. I mean, like, have you heard anything, like, how Seth Morrison has done or anything like that?
Seth competed?
Yeah, in the Swatch.
Was he just
like
a wild? Was
stuff.
He a wild card?
I have no idea. Okay. I saw him
been.
On the roster, though.
Who's yeah. Seth Morrison?
He's, like, the craziest skier in the world. Just insane. He's so good.
Yeah.
No, so I think, I don't actually, I don't follow the Freeride World Tour that much. I follow the Subaru Freeride Series more. Like the four-star events.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
I haven't heard.
Because my buddy George Rodney. He's from
George.
George Rodney. Yeah.
He's from Team Summit. He just made it onto the Freeride World Tour this year.
Oh, sick.
And this is the kid that won, like, 3 sick birds. So he's going to do something absolutely mind-blowing insane in the Freeride World Tour.
What about Gregory? Is he going to compete anymore?
Senor G. Hope, I think he doesn't really like... I mean, competing's kind of stressful, and it's not super... I mean, if you're into it, it's really fun, but if it's like... You're kind of half-assing it. It's not something that's really enjoyable.
Oh, David, yawn. I got to take my mic out because I don't want to do that anymore, so I'm just going to rock.
I think...
Hand mic. And you see that, Shima? We're just walking around.
He's free. Swatches from the back of the
day. He's free mic.
You're looking up swatch, and I'm just free mic, and you know, dig.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, baby, baby.
Should we start up? Let's beatbox.
No, don't beatboxing on those mics.
And I spit all over the covers.
No, you can beatbox without spitting.
And clearly you're not a good beatboxer.
Like a chainsaw or something.
Run!
Nathan's just going,
hey, y'all. Just like tribal scream.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like there's always like those kind of like Israeli or almost like Arabic sounding noises. Hi,
no, I was gonna say you sound like the horn they play in the morning for Hajj, which is like,
oh yeah. It's like, okay, guys, it's Friday prayer. Come out and give your prayers.
Masallah Allah, yom yom.
All right,
David, any input?
But I'm getting a watch that'll be pretty cool. Let you guys know when it comes in, so you guys can I can have your
good.
Your say on it. I like it.
I will ridicule it, and then I will be incredibly jealous.
I liked it just because like it's not like a metal band. It's more of a leather band, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Jay's on his feet. Watches on his arms.
Diamonds in my piece.
Okay, so I went into a Nike store recently, and I was like, I should wear some of these Jays and send Nathan a video of this saying Jays on my feet, but I didn't.
Oh, dude, you should have. That'd be pretty cool.
But you know, I don't know.
Jays
like
on
shoes.
My feet. Now look at me.
I don't like those shoes. It's not my style. I'm a Vans guy.
I get that.
I'm a Vans DC. Etnies kind of dude.
Yeah,
actually, no.
Etnies, wow. America.
America. Oh, yeah. They actually have some nice shoes.
You
like,
know what?
They're not like really big and bulky. They're kind of like that. Sick.
Actually, I'm just getting a pair of Tim's. Those boots are so sweet.
He likes the Tim's, but he doesn't like the J's.
I've worn Etnies since like third grade.
No.
They're so
or like
awesome.
DC. I used to have those green DCs, and everyone called me the leprechaun.
Yeah,
I
had
I was, like,
huge
4 feet
ones,
tall.
Dude. My mom's like, nice flower pots. You idiot.
Dude, that is so perp. So perp.
Dave, what is your favorite shoe? I say as in singular.
I will stop your face with my left shoe and then hit you with my right hand.
Because you don't know where your right shoe is.
He's wearing Pumas, and both of them, may I add.
Both of them?
I saw your left shoe the other day. I was like, I should just go throw this thing outside and watch David just like walk home in one shoe.
I've done it before. It's not that bad.
But like you in a snowstorm?
Yeah, I mean, I had to go down the hill with one foot. I had to hop down that hill.
Why?
When did
on
I throw your shoe
you
out?
No, you didn't do that.
Oh, I thought you said
why
I was
on earth would you walk home with only one shoe?
Because I am special and determined.
I like that. I like the determination.
Special and determined, yeah.
Hey, yo.
You almost ripped the headphone cord out when you did that.
What did I do?
Ripped the headphone cord out.
Oh, I didn't rip it out. I
said you almost.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
Almost. Well, you know, you'd understand the difference, Nathan.
I would?
Sometimes, I don't know.
I don't know. How would I know anything? We have a special guest here today with us, Mr. Hobbs.
Hey, Mr. Hobbs.
How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Here, we'll give you a mic. Have you talk with us.
Put it on conversating about today?
Just about everything.
Talking about prom a little bit. Talking about everything else. I'll give you some headphones if you'd like.
Tell them how to get on my mic.
All right, it's just about an inch away from the mic. Just talk normal voice. I'll produce.
Nathan's producing. All right. Oh, yeah. You might have to turn.
So I see where prom tickets are going on sale today. Are y'all buying singles or for couples?
I'm going single.
Couple. David's rolling the single, but Abel and I were going
couples.
We're not going together. But we're going.
What about Nathan?
He'll be gone.
He's going to be in Paris.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person, Nathan.
Yeah.
I did. I saw your blue sheet come through this morning, Nathan.
You're gonna sign me off.
Right? I signed it off.
Signature.
It won't be excused, but I signed off all on right, it. I'll, so I'll we'll make it work when you get back.
Oh, 2 weeks of unexcused. Nice.
There's some students who got like 100 absences. So
that's
after
good.
My 2 weeks, I'll
dude, I missed like
60.
A solid week for ski comps, and I'm not even close to 100. I'm like 20.
That's crazy.
If that Dang. Even.
I don't know of any with 100, but maybe elsewhere.
Maybe McCall.
Close. Yeah, McCall.
Well, it reset from second semester, but if you counted like first semester too, I'm sure they're easily past 100. Maybe.
Probably.
100, like.
I don't know.
Like periods missed. Like total.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Maybe
come on,
so.
You got a hot guest. It's your chance to ask questions.
What questions do you have of me, David?
Sir, what's your favorite type of steak?
My favorite type of what?
Steak.
Steak?
Steak.
Ribeye.
Ribeye? What's a ribeye?
Oh, David, come
no,
on.
No, Dave, come on. Ribeye, good answer.
Let me think of it would be sort of the inside of the rib where, I mean, it's probably the most tender part of the cow.
So you like them soft?
I like them tender.
Have you ever had a T-bone?
Yes.
Of course he's had a T-bone.
I've never had a T-bone, Tashi.
What?
No, I've only had a sirloin steak.
You haven't lived life then. Let's go
you
buy
need
you a
to
T-bone.
Take a steak adventure.
Oh, so the person that's never played Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no.
We've eaten our fair share of steak, though.
And plus, they're like $30 for a good steak. So, since I'm a broke black child, it's not happening anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
So, just through the course of y'all's podcasting, what topics have you covered? What life lessons have you learned, I guess, through the topics that you've covered?
Oh, boy. We've learned a lot about soundboard management. But that's a good life lesson. I guess patience.
Yes.
Yeah, patience.
Related to David?
Both.
All right. That was a little bit low, bro.
Well, you do have to wait for him a while when he's walking towards you with only one shoe on, so. I'm doing my skiing one next class. Abel's, yours was kind of just random.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex's been really good.
What was Alex's about?
The video.
Yeah, it was like real-time reactions to like new movie trailers.
Oh,
and
was
stuff
I gone
like
that day?
Yeah.
Dang
it.
It
was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, darn. Nathan, what was yours?
I did Senior Talk Radio.
That's right, Nathan.
The April Fool's joke that Google Maps did with Pokemon. I did that in Senior Talk.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then David's just kind of doing everything.
Yeah, we started off with a game series that most of us playing, except for the lame ones.
Which is only me, I guess.
Yeah, that's the point.
They say I should really watch Pokemon or play Pokemon.
Don't do it. Save yourself.
I'm not going to.
I've never done it either. Age, so.
Yeah, what games did you play when you were younger? Like hoops and a stick or something?
we played outside, David. Did things of that nature. Spent so little time inside.
David, their whole neighborhood had one stick and they had to share it, all right?
Actually, I lived right across the street from our town park. So, in many ways, that park raised me and my two sisters.
Wait, where did you grow up?
In Seagraves, Texas. Nice. A little bitty farming community.
Where is that near? Like,
it's probably the closest town of any size that you might recognize would be Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Where Texas Tech University
yes.
is.
Yeah.
Huh. So, cool. Very, very different place, very different culture where I'm at now.
Do you know why it's called Seagraves?
It was named after a guy. It was I believe it was a railroad man that, or either a railroad or a cattle person.
Well, there you go. That's common with Ridgway too.
It is.
Railroad guys. A lot of railroad guys up here.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Uh-huh.
All right, David. I enjoyed that little podcast experience. First time I've ever done it in this type of formality with this type of equipment. So
that's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, good. Mr. Hobbs.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
All right. You too.
Gabe, you want to sign off?
Be sure to tune in next decade for my next podcast, in which I'll be interpreting Pokemon Crimson Footprints and award random ribbons to random people. Also, special guest appearance by Blank, spicing things up.